for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Saturday morning service of May the 27th, 1989. Tape number 5 of the Memorial Day Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the teacher for the morning.
Brother Tommy Cook, going to come and minister to us this morning.
Well, let's stand together, can we? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you again today for this precious day. This is truly the day you've made. Thank you for the rain, the cool weather. And Lord, we thank you for the Word of God today. Let the Word speak to us as we share it today, Lord. Let our hearts be open. Let our minds be receptive. And everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn today to Luke 21 and look at some scriptures together. How many believe Jesus is coming? How many know he's coming in fire within us? He's coming in fire. He's coming with fire. He's coming in saints. He's coming with saints. He's coming in the clouds and he's coming with the clouds. That's all scripture if you know your Bible. And in Luke 21, it says in verse 34, here's a warning to us. Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, lest any time your heart, how many know that's our problem sometimes, is our heart, be overcharged with surfeiting, that's overeating, and drunkenness, and that doesn't just mean alcohol necessarily, we can be drunk on a lot of things, and the cares of this life, and so that day, we're approaching that day, aren't we? The day of the Lord. And how many know the day of the Lord starts with the coming of Jesus? And it will last 1,000 years. Can you say amen? And that lest that day come upon you unaware. Now verse 35, for as a snare or a trap shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. He tells us in verse 36 what we've got to do. Watch and pray always that we may be accounted worthy. How many know that's overcoming there? To escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. I like another translation that I've used a lot on that verse, which said you must be vigilant at all times, praying that you may be strong enough to come safely through all that is going to happen and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. We need to be strong today in order to come through that which we are facing. I believe the church is facing great tribulation. But at the same time, God we know is going to pour out His power and His Spirit. Can you say amen? I believe the greatest outpouring is coming in the greatest trouble, praise the Lord, that we're facing in the days ahead. How many believe that? Amen? Now turn to another scripture with me. Turn to Revelation 3:10. I believe it's 3:10. Revelation 3, and we want to look at verse 10. Jesus said to the church at Philadelphia, brotherly love church, he said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. And look at this now, which shall come upon where? All the world to try or to test them that dwell upon the earth. Then we go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Hope you got your Bible today. You're going to need it. Matthew 24. Look at verse 22, is it? I believe it is. Somewhere back. Yes. Well, actually, in verse 21. Jesus says, for then shall be great tribulation. Then shall be great tribulation. I believe there was a major tribulation took place in AD 70. But I do believe that we're facing the great tribulation. that's coming upon the earth. How many believe that? Amen. And Jesus said here, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days of tribulation, should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, which means Satan would kill everybody if he could. But for the elect's sake, God's chosen, those days shall be shortened. Hallelujah. God said those days shall be shortened because of the chosen, because of the elect. And I believe this. I do believe that God's elect, God's chosen, must stand up in this hour. Hallelujah. Satan will desire to kill everybody, destroy every home, every family, every nation. But I believe in God's time that elect will rise in the Spirit and stop it. Hallelujah. Amen. In God's power and God's anointing. Can you say amen? Then in verse 24, he said, there shall arise false Christ, false anointing, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Notice you got the elect and you got the very elect. I mean, no, we have to have some discernment in this hour. We've got to move in God in such a measure in this hour, brethren, that we be not deceived by whatever doctrine or whim that comes along. Amen. Now turn over to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. Daniel says in verse 1, at that time, a particular time, and what a message there is in that verse if you'd really go into it. But he said, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. Hallelujah. How many believe that Michael stands up for God's people? The one that means to be like God. And so it says there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be what? Delivered. That word delivered means, it means preserved. One of the meanings, thy people shall be preserved. Hallelujah. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. Praise the Lord. So we see a snare is coming up on the world. We see a temptation is coming up on the world. Jesus said great tribulation is coming up on the world. And yet Daniel said it's a time of trouble. Now turn to Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah 30. And look at verse 5. It said, for thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling and of fear and not of peace. Verse 6, ask you now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands upon his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be, everybody say shall be. He shall be saved, or preserved is the word, out of it. He shall be preserved out of it. Praise be unto God. Now, remember what I said. Jesus said there's coming a snare. Turn over to Psalms 124. Psalms 124. He said in verse 7, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Hallelujah. How are we going to escape that snare? By prayer and by watching, Jesus said. Amen? And then he said, temptation is coming. I mean, no, Peter said, God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. You ever read that? Praise the Lord. How many is godly today? Amen? Glory to God. Yes. And then tribulation. We know the Bible said that we enter the kingdom by much tribulation. Turn to Revelation 7. Turn to Revelation 7. And look at verse... I'm losing all kind of notes up here today. Revelation 7. Look at verse 13. Praise the Lord. There is going to be a preserved people. But I believe, like Jack said last night, there's going to be some people lay their life down for God. In Revelation 7:13, one of the elders answered, saying to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, or the tribulation the great, or the great affliction. So here's some people coming out of great tribulation. You can't come out lest you've been in it. Can you say amen? And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serving day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. Notice, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne. He shall feed them, and he shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away all the tears. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, there's going to be some tears shed in the days ahead. Are you hearing me? There's going to be this great tribulation, I believe, is facing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, brethren, don't take it lightly. And don't believe that doctrine of pre-tribulation rapture, because I want to tell you it's not so. Amen. It is not so. It is a lie. It is a lie from the enemy. Amen. God's word and men of old has always taught that God's church would face tribulation and trouble. And it's coming. It's coming down the road. But at the same time, God is going to anoint his people. God is going to pour his spirit into his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we can see a snare. Yes, it's coming. Temptation is coming. Great tribulation is coming. Jacob's trouble is coming. And Daniel said, time of trouble is coming. But yet God will be with us. Look in Psalms 91 with me here, just in the verse. In Psalms 91, the latter part of Psalms 91, I want to show you this verse. In verses 14, well, verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, God said, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he's known my name or my nature. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be in trouble. That's the same word Daniel used in chapter 12. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I'm going to satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. So God gives you and I a promise. We'll move it under that shadow of the Almighty, brethren. God said, I will be with him in trouble. Hallelujah. He didn't say we wouldn't have trouble. He said, I'll be with him when he's in the trouble. And I will deliver him. I will honor him. And I'll give him long life. Hallelujah. That's the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then we go to 2 Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians chapter 1. And the Bible said in verse, look in verse 7. In verse 7, there's people facing trouble. And here Paul says in verse 7, and to you who are troubled. How many troubles are they about things? Be honest. Sure we are. You who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed. Hallelujah. From heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Notice that know not God. And notice this, that obey not. There's a lot of people who are not obeying the gospel. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come, look at this, to be glorified, where, brethren? In his saints. Hallelujah. That's in you, and that's in me. Can you say amen? Yes, the snare is coming. Yes, temptation is coming. Yes, tribulation is coming. Yes, Jacob's trouble is coming. Yes, the time of trouble is coming. But thank God, he's taken us out of the snare. He is delivering the godly out of the temptation. Amen. And he's bringing his people through the tribulation. Amen. And he said, I'll be with you in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now turn to Zephaniah chapter 2. Zephaniah. Praise the Lord. Zephaniah. And look at verse 1. Zephaniah 2 and verse 1. And notice the first word. Gather. Gather yourselves together. I mean, you know, that's what we've done in this camp meeting. God has gathered us together by the Spirit. And usually when something is gathered, it's because there's been something that's been scattered. And God says, gather yourselves together. It's a command, isn't it? Not an option. It's a command. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. That's the holy nation, isn't it, that Peter talks about? That's not desired by the world. Before the decree bring forth, and before the day pass as a test, and before the fierce anger, did you hear that? Of the Lord comes upon you. Before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, notice what he says for us to do. Ye the Lord, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought judgment, seek righteousness, that's Jesus, that's the kingdom, seek meekness, it may be, you shall be hid, you may be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. God's anger is coming upon the world, the wrath of God's coming, and God said we must seek him to be hid in that day. Now turn to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. I'm losing my wires here somewhere. Isaiah 26. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20. Verse 20. He said, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers. That's your prayer closet. And shut thou about thee. And hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation or the tribulation, you see, the trouble is coming, be overpassed. Did you hear that? Which means when it comes upon the earth, we better be in that prayer closet. Amen. If you want immunity, you better be in that prayer closet. Hallelujah. You better have that relationship with God. Amen. Intact. Verse 21. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place. And here's what he's going to do. To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now, look at this in Isaiah 66. Turn over there in Isaiah 66. Praise you, Lord. Isaiah 66. And look at verse 15. Isaiah 66, 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire. Now we saw a while ago he's coming in fire. Now he's coming with fire. And with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Now look at verse 16, what the Lord says. For by fire and by his sword, that's the Spirit and the Word, will the Lord plead with all flesh. Did you hear that? All flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. Now turn to Jeremiah 25. Jeremiah 25. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 25. And look at verse 30. Jeremiah 25, 30. I want to show you this storm that's coming upon the world we've been talking about. Verse 30, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say to them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout. How many know Paul says that in Thessalonians? As they that tread the grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. There is again. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go from nation to nation. And a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be many at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried, and they shall be dung upon the ground. And look at verse 34. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wail yourselves in the ashes, you principal of the flock. God's going to deal with some shepherds, isn't he? As well. So judgment is coming upon the world. So we better get in a place with God. Amen? A protection where we can be kept. Now, look in Psalms 27. Let's look at some positive scriptures here on this. Psalms 27. We're going to have the positive and the negative, aren't we? Psalms 27. And look in verse 4, 5, and 6. He said, one thing have I desired, of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold, notice, the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. And we are the temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. The one that's desiring the Lord, the one that's desiring the beauty of the Lord. Amen. And He said here, in the secret, and that word secret means seter, or the Holy of Holies, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. So the stability of the Holy of Holies is the rock. Can you say His name this morning? It's Christ, isn't it? Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 6. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. And that word joy means shouting. And I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Then Psalm 32. Hallelujah. I believe it's Psalm 32. Yes, look in verse 6. Look in verse 6. For this everyone that is godly. Remember we said God's able to deliver the godly out of temptation. He said, everyone that is godly, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Now go back to Psalms 4 a minute. And we'll come right back here. Psalms 4, or 2 Psalms 4, not back there, but 2 Psalms 4. And in verse 1 through 3, let's look at the godly here a minute. David said, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. Now, verse 3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. And the Lord will hear when I call upon him. So the godly has been set apart for God. God said, I'll hear him. Amen. All right, back in Psalm 32, in verse 6, he said, everyone that is godly will pray unto you, Lord, in a time when you may be found. And notice in verse 6, it said, surely in the floods of great water. See, that speaks of tribulation. That speaks of trouble. They shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt do something. Preserve me. Preserve me from what? Trouble. Does that mean you won't have any? Does that mean you won't be in some of it? No. But God can preserve us in the midst of it, can He? Hallelujah. He won't destroy you. God will preserve you. And thou shalt compass me round about. Who's He going to preserve? Those that are godly. Those that are crying out to Him. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, I'll teach you an instruction guide you. But don't be like the horse and mule because you're not going to be protected. You're rebellious. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5. You know, it said, well, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. No man shall see him in that lordship realm. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be what? Preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But who's he talking to? Those that will be sanctified. Those will be holy, spirit, soul, and body. Now turn to Isaiah 4. Let's look at this in Isaiah 4. Isaiah chapter 4. Praise the Lord. And look at verse 1. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. I mean, there are seven churches in Revelation. This speaks of the religious systems as well here. Saying, we will eat our own bread. We want our own food, Lord. We'll wear our own apparel, which is unrighteousness. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. We want to be a Christian. Verse 2. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that escaped of Israel. Notice the word escape. What are we going to escape? We're going to escape verse 1. We're not going to be in that same crowd. Amen? Who's saying we want our own bread? We want to wear what we want to wear. Verse 3. It shall come to pass that he that's left where? In Zion, how many know that's the Son? And he that remains in the church of Jerusalem shall be called holy. You want to be left? You want to remain? We've got to be holy. Amen? Hallelujah. Even, he says, everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. But look, what else are you going to do? Look at verse 4. The Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem. How's he going to do this? By judgment and by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. I mean, he's cleansing his people. He is cleansing his people. Now, turn to Joel 2, and let's see what else is coming with this outpouring of the Holy Spirit here. In Joel chapter 2, we know the Spirit, the outpouring. What God showed me is that this outpouring is going to come to the sons first. And God's going to literally pick them up and fling them around the world and transport them around the world, and revival fires will break out around the world. But it's coming to the sons of God first. It says right here in Joel. Let's look at it. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. He said, be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Then in verse 25, God talked about a restoration coming to his people. Then in verse 28, God said, it shall come to pass afterwards that he would pour out his spirit, of course, upon your sons and your daughters. He would give dreams and visions. But notice also with that outpouring of the Holy Spirit in verse, I think it's verse 30, and part of my Bible is tore out here. But he said, I will show wonders in heaven, in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. So at the same time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, what else is coming? Judgment. Judgment. Hallelujah. At the same time, the mighty power of God is going to be poured out. Judgment coming. And then he said in verse 31, the sun shall be turned to darkness. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 24. The moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. But look at verse 32. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to save everybody he can save in this hour. Don't you, brethren? He's going to pour out his power and his anointing in order to save men and women. Now, let's look at some scriptures on this. Turn to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2. Praise God. I don't believe everybody's going down the tube. There's going to be some, but I believe God's going to save as many as he can. Hallelujah. Now, look at praise the Lord. So much in this whole chapter, but look at verse 9. Verse 9. God said in verse 8, those that touch you, he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Verse 9, for behold, I will shake mine hand upon them. They shall be a fall to the servants, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Verse 10, sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. How many know he's there today? Says the Lord. Now look at verse 11, and many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. Well, it's going to take an outpouring for that to happen. Isn't that right? And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. In verse 13, notice what else he says. Be silent, O flesh. Shut your mouth. Hallelujah. The Lord's rising up, isn't he? In his holy habitation. Now we go to Isaiah 2. Isaiah 2, we see here this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Verse 2-2. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established or prepared in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. All nations shall flow into it. Then we go to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. And remember what we read today. A number came out of great tribulation that no man could number. I'm expecting God to move. How about you? Isaiah 60, in verse 1, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. Hallelujah. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. How many know that glory is coming out of us upon us? Amen? It's within us, yet it's coming upon us as well. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy son shall come from afar. Thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then shall thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged because of the abundance of the sea. How many know that's humanity? Shall be converted unto thee. The forces, this is the wealth of the Gentiles, shall also come unto thee. Hallelujah. How many know when God pours out his Spirit and many come to God, it's going to take a lot of money, isn't it? Amen? And God said he's going to do it, and I believe his word. Praise the Lord. So there's coming a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, turn over to Revelation. Turn over to Revelation. How many know God's got to seal his people? Just as he sealed the little ark that Moses was in, or the family did, and just as Noah's ark was sealed right before the destruction, God must seal his people before destruction, brethren. Amen? Amen. Chapter 7 of Revelation. After these things I saw... Well, let's go look at 6:17 first. For the great day of his wrath has come, and he's asking the question, who shall be able to stand? Well, we know the Bible says that God's people is not appointed to his wrath. Isn't that right? We're appointed for tribulation, but God's going to pour his wrath upon the wicked. Come on, somebody say amen. And in chapter 7, verse 1, though, God's going to protect his people, those that press into God, I believe. He said, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. And I do believe there is four natural corners of the natural earth. But I also believe there's four corners to our earth, too. That's your mind, your will, your emotions, and your desires. And man has the capability, the mind today, to destroy humanity because of all the nuclear power we have. He has invented those things. And God says right here, these angels are standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east. Here he's coming from light. He's coming, you see, the sun comes up in the east, so he's coming from the east, having light, and he's bringing the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the sea and the earth, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we. Look at that little word, we. I believe that's a minister in the earth today with a word, a message, a trumpet, amen, that's sealing the people of God until we have sealed the servants of our God. Where? In their forehead, in their mind. It's going to take the mind of Christ to live through the days ahead, I believe. I don't believe you can just live any way you want to. I believe you've got to have the mind of Christ to go through. Amen? Look in chapter 9. Chapter 9, great destruction is coming upon the world. It speaks of war. It speaks of demon power coming upon the earth. As locusts, it says here, scorpions. You see, and they have power in their tails to sting and to hurt men. But verse 4, it was commanded them. It was commanded them. Glory to God. How many know God's in command? It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass or the earth or any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Turn to Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. His name is Jesus. And with him was 144,000 that Jack talked about last night, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. They have the nature, not only the Father, but the Son. If you look in the Greek, hallelujah. If you got the Father, you got the Son. If you got the Son, you got the Father. Amen? Glory to God. They are sealed within their minds with God. Hallelujah. They're the first fruits unto God. Then Revelation 22. And look at verses 4. Verse 4. Hallelujah. It says in verse 4, "And they shall see his face," which speaks of a union, a communion with God. "They shall see his face, and his name," or his nature, "shall be in their forehead." Then we go to Revelation 3:12. Here's a triple sealing, Revelation 3:12. Glory to God. Let's see who he's going to seal. "He that overcometh." How many want to be an overcomer, brethren? It's a daily walk, isn't it? "He that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple." What does a pillar do? It holds the building up, doesn't it? We know he's the foundation. Hallelujah, as well as the chief cornerstone. And yet, also on that foundation, as Jack said, there are apostles and prophets. Amen? And here he said, the pillars of the temple. "I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, the overcomer. He shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of the nature of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name," or my new nature. Let's look at that in Revelation 19. Turn there with me. That new name. Revelation 19, verse 11. "And I saw heaven open." Hallelujah. There's an open heaven here. I mean, oh, God's going to bring his sons into an open heaven. "I saw an open heaven, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written," there it is, "that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Now, let's look at the trouble. Turn with me now to chapter 14 of Revelation. Let's see here. There are going to be people lay their life down in the days ahead. Chapter 14 of Revelation. Chapter 14, I believe it is. Or is it chapter 7? I believe it's chapter 14, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, verse 9. Verse 9. How many know you got the first fruits in this chapter? You got the great harvest in this chapter? And you got the wicked in this chapter. You don't be in that last category for sure. But look in verse 9. "The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Now look at verse 11 and 12. "And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever." I believe it's forever. I don't believe there's any getting out of it. "And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast, his image, and whoso receives the mark of his name." Verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. There's going to be some saints here, isn't there? "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Now, verse 13. "I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead, which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." There's somebody going to lay their life down. Then we go to chapter 20 of Revelation. Jack was there last night. Chapter 20. And look at verse 4. "Satan is bound 1,000 years in the pit." Won't that be glorious? Hallelujah. Verse 4, "I saw thrones." I saw thrones. I mean, on chapter 4, he saw thrones and 24 elders around the throne. "I saw thrones, and they sat upon them." And notice those that sat on the thrones, he said judgment was given to them. And as he said last night, we're going to judge angels. We're going to judge the world. Amen? "And I saw," and we'll attain to that realm, "and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which have not worshipped the beast, which means they were here during the reign of Antichrist, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and did what? Reigned with Christ. Hallelujah. How long? 1,000 years, and that is the first resurrection, isn't it? Verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6. Blessed and holy. You want to be in the first resurrection? Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death, which is the lake of fire, hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Look in Revelation 5:10. Praise God. Revelation 5:10. There is a multitude praising him, because they have been redeemed by his blood from every nation. Verse 10, and he said, thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. Kingdom of priests, reigning on the earth. Now turn to Revelation 13. Hallelujah. Revelation 13, we know this beast is coming up out of the sea. And we know in Revelation 13 that also another one's coming up out of the earth. Isn't that right? False prophet. One coming out of the sea, one coming out of the earth. But in chapter 10, that great angel, how many know he puts one foot on the sea and one foot on the earth? He puts one foot on the beast system and he puts one foot on the false prophet minister. Come on, help me now. How many know we're the seat minister rising in the earth in this hour? And there is a people going to conquer the beast. Hallelujah. His mark, his name, and his nature, glory to God, is going to be under our feet if we attain as overcomers. Can you say amen? So let's put our foot on that sea. Let's put our foot on that earth. Let's overcome that beast system. Let's overcome that false prophet system that's arising in the earth. Amen. But in chapter, well, look in 15 before we go to 13. Look in 15, verse 2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory, and that word victory means overcome, had overcome, notice, the beast, the image, the mark, they had overcome the beast. Amen. Now back in chapter 13, as this beast rises up, it says here in verse 5, speaking great things and blasphemies, and notice the word mouth is singular, and power was given him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given him to make war with somebody. Who is it? How many is a saint today? Hallelujah. It was given him, it was permitted to him to have this power, authority over the saints for a period of time to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred, tongues, and nations. But don't stop there. Go back to Daniel. We want to see this. How many know Daniel gives us some great hope here? Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 7. That's why we need to know the whole Bible. Amen? Glory to God. If you'll interpret Scripture with Scripture, you'll never go wrong. Chapter 7. Chapter 7 and verse 21. He's talking about this Antichrist arising, this little horn. He talks about 10 horns, and he talks about one coming out of four. But in verse 21, he said, I beheld the same horn made war with him, with the saints. And notice what else did he do? Prevailed against them. John said, overcome them. But look at the next verse right here. Until. Everybody say until. Until. But oh, when that until is finished, how many know somebody's going to rise up? Hallelujah. Until the Ancient of Days came, or Christ came in a people, I say it, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, those that had been overcome, those that had been prevailed over. Now he said judgment was given to those saints, and the time came that those saints possessed the kingdom. Amen. Now look at verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. That's what John said in Revelation. And wear out the saints of the Most High. Anybody here ever felt like you've been worn out lately? It means to literally wear you down, wear you out mentally. That's where your battle is today, is in your mind. It's in your soul. And things have changed times and laws, and they, the saints, shall be given into his hand until, there it is again, a time, times, and dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they, the saints, shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. Praise God. I'll tell you, God's people's going to rise up. Devil may look like he's taking over, but he ain't going to take over. God's taking over. Amen. Back to Revelation 12 now. Or to Revelation chapter 12. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. I mean, God's bringing forth a man-child. The woman in verse 2, notice. She's crying out with child. She's in travail. She's in pain to be delivered. In verse 4, we know there's a great red dragon in the heavens. Verse 4, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. And verse 5, she brought forth a man child that was to rule or shepherd all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Hallelujah. God's going to take the man child to the throne, isn't he? I've caught up there. I teach the caught up is in the spirit more than the physical. How many want to get caught up with God today? Amen. In the spirit today. But we know this is going to happen. This man-child is going to take on authority and a place in God that he has not had before. Here it is. The woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they, the man-child, should feed her there 1,260 days. And then there's war in heaven. Satan, of course, is cast down. Verse 13. When the dragon saw he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. Two wings of a great eagle. I say it's the mind of Christ. I say it's the Word and the Spirit coming into a people that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. Praise God. So God is going, yes, there's going to be martyrs. There's going to be people lay their life down. But there's also going to be protection to a people as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. And we've got to get prepared for that coming of the Lord. Now, I believe he wants to preserve a people. And we know in the natural, to preserve something, number one, you got to have a hot jar. Is that right? He wants you to be a hot jar. Number two, amen, not a cold one, be a hot one. Number two, you've got to preserve, you see, food in the natural. You got to have a lot of water, don't you? We got to have a lot of this water in us, this Word, amen? As well as the Spirit, of course, moving in us. And then, of course, there's pressure. When you're preserving something, there's much pressure. And we're all beginning to feel pressure, isn't that right? Every one of us, if we're moving in God, there's pressure. You ever read in Zephaniah where God said, I'm going to bring distress upon all men towards the day of the Lord there? And we're feeling it, even as Christians. You see, coming on the outside. But I believe we can be right on the inside, though, don't you? I believe we can have peace on the inside. And in the world, we have tribulation. When we're out in that world, dealing with people in the world, there's tribulation. There's trouble. But thank God we can have peace on the inside. So he said, I'm saying there's pressure. Then there's got to be something sealed in and something sealed out. God's taken some things out of us. But he's putting something in us. Hallelujah. We need his power. We need his anointing. Can you say amen? Jesus is truly coming. Hallelujah. He's coming again in saints and with saints. He's coming in fire and with fire. He's coming in clouds and with clouds. Tribulations facing the church. Press into God. Get prepared for it. Amen? Amen. I wished I could believe the truth. What I used to preach was the pre-tribulation rapture, but I can't believe it anymore. I think we'd all like to escape, wouldn't we? But I don't think we're going to. I believe we've got to get prepared for great tribulation. I'd rather get prepared for it, wouldn't you? Because I'm going to tell you, many's not going to get prepared. You cannot rise up overnight and get prepared. God's going to work in us now, daily. We've got to take on the nature of Christ daily. That final change will come. But we've got to take on Jesus in our hearts today. And as Glenn said, come tonight before the meeting. Come tonight before the meeting and get around the altars and pray again. And this afternoon, spend time with God. Cry out for the nature of the Lord. Cry out for God to spare you and your family. Cry out for God to equip us together. We're in this together, aren't we? Hallelujah. We're all together in this thing, brother. We're facing it. Our nation's facing trouble. This nation is facing judgment. The nations of the world are facing judgment. But before that heavy judgment comes, the toll of destruction is coming. God must seal his people. But we've got to get in that place with God where he can seal us. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. I appreciate all the ministries here this time. I appreciate Brother Jack and Brother Lee and Brother Rod and, of course, Brother and Sister Miller and Brother Moody and his wife and Sister Linda and Brother Bill that comes all the time. And, Lord, all the other ministries that come and gone through this place. God, I just pray in this hour that you'll prepare your people. I pray, Lord, today the Holy Spirit will anoint our hearts and our minds, O God, for the hour ahead. Lord Jesus, we know calamities are coming. Destruction is coming. But thank you, Lord, that you promised right in the midst of it, you'll be with us. You said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you to the end of the age. And so, Lord, I want to thank you today for preserving and protecting your people. I want to thank you for sparing your people, those that are crying out to you. God, I lift up our families today. Everybody pray now. I lift up our families today in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our families. God, I pray the Holy Spirit will reach out to the fathers, the mothers, the brothers, the sisters, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, Lord. Lord God, our neighbors and those who are without God. Lord, pour out your anointing. Pour out your power in this hour. Let us see a great move of the Spirit. Let us see a great move of God in the earth, Lord. Let us see this great power come forth and save and deliver many people and heal and set people free in this hour, God. Oh, Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us. We cry for the mercy of God in the days ahead. And we thank you, Lord, that your mercy is new every morning, God, that it's coming, Lord, to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My son, know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And know that I put upon thee the belt and the girdle of truth. And know that I shall keep thee from the snares of the enemy. And I shall watch over thee in this hour. For truly I've given you eyesight. And I've given you a hearing ear, saith the Lord. For thou art not one that's dull of hearing. For thou dost hear the Lord. And thou shalt hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. So my son, know that the Lord is with thee, and that the Lord does give you favor, and the Lord does strengthen thee this day out of Zion. Yea, he does equip thee and help you in this hour. So the Lord said, be strengthened and be encouraged this day, for the Lord does minister life unto you this day, saith the Lord. And know that I shall open thine eyes in this hour, and thou shalt see new truths, and thou shalt see new wonders from God, saith the Lord. For surely my hand is not slack, neither is it shortened. For that which I've said I shall perform, yea, I shall do it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord thy God. And again I say rejoice, for know that the Lord has heard your cry. The Lord has seen your affliction. The Lord has seen your trouble. And the Lord just bring thee up and out, saith the Lord. Rejoice and know that in a short time thou shalt ascend and come out of the trouble, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise our God today. Let's praise him. Know that, my son, I do give thee discernment, and I do give thee insight in the days ahead, and I do walk and talk with thee in this hour, for surely the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And yea, that which is behind, it is over. That which is before thee, I've set before thee, my son. Rejoice in the Lord and know that by faith and patience I do bring thee forth in this hour, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord thy God. Surely the hand of the Lord does minister life to you. The Lord does help thee and encourage you this day. The Lord does touch thy feet to thy walk life in this hour. And truly, thou shalt be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Rejoice and know that I am directing thy footsteps. Not a man, not a system, but the Lord. So rejoice and know that thou shalt go my way and thou shalt walk my way. For I am directing thee, saith the Lord. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, I do draw thee into the prayer closet in this hour. I do bring thee into that place of intimacy with me. I do bring you into that communion with me. And as you come into the prayer closet in this hour, I'm going to change many things, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring new changes in the ministry and within your life, saith God. And so the Lord said, I'm going to draw you aside for a period of time, a short period of time. But in that time of intimacy, thou shalt have answers you have not had, and thou shalt go different places you have not went. For I shall direct, saith the Lord. Rejoice this day and know that a new direction is coming, but it shall come after much prayer and seeking my face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brother Rod, I want you to come up. Let me minister to you, Brother Rod. Praise the Lord. Let's just stay in the Spirit now. Praise the Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is bringing encouragement to you today. Know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and that prophetic ministry shall increase within thee, saith the Lord. For I put my mantle of the prophet within thee, and thou art my mouthpiece, saith the Lord. And thou shalt declare righteousness in this hour, and thou shalt speak a word in season, saith the Lord. For I put my words within thee, hold not back that which I've given unto thee. For surely in thy obedience more shall come. And yea, I say, stand up, my son, in this hour, and face every storm. For I, the Lord, am thy God that shall stand with thee. And I shall break down every barrier, and I shall cause every force to come down that would stand in thy way as you obey me, saith the Lord. So yea, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions. For I put my word in you, and I shall bless you in this hour, and I shall bring the encouragement that you need, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The Lord does strengthen you today, my son. And the Lord does quicken thy mind. The Lord does quicken thy mortal being, saith the Lord. For the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken thee and strengthen thee in your physical members. And I, the Lord thy God, do overshadow thee. My covering, my anointing is upon thee and over thee. So be quickened and strengthened this day in your body, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give him glory. We give you honor and glory and praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.